Hi, I'm Vicki Diemert, and we are starting a new series on lament. I wanted to start the series by answering the question, why don't we lament? Generally speaking, I think we don't lament for many reasons. Maybe we think it's complaining, that it's wrong to, that if we lament, we aren't trusting God or we're not thankful, that we have little or no faith. Maybe we don't lament because we think we'll get stuck there or we just don't want to experience the pain. We want to get out of that painful experience as quickly as I can, or we think that there's no point to it because nothing will change. Yet we see lament throughout Scripture, and we see it as a way to communicate and commune with God. Lament is acknowledging the reality that not all is not as it should be. It's acknowledging the fallenness, the brokenness, the waywardness of the world, and how it impacts and affects us. And Scripture gives voice to our experience in this fallen, broken world. We not only have permission to lament, God invites us to lament through His Word. It's modeled for us in the Psalms, the Book of Lamentations. Even Jesus Himself weeps over Jerusalem. When we lament, that is in and of itself, living out our relationship with God. We dialogue with Him, we tell Him how we're affected, that we're grieved, and we plead for His intervention, for His action. We're facing and engaging with Him about the hard and difficult things. And so lament is an appropriate response to the experience of sin and wickedness and fallenness of the world. When we lament, it produces a longing for Christ's return and for the kingdom of God to be fully consummated, for all that is wrong to be made new, and we yearn for new creation. And so let's face God, let's speak those things that are painful and those things that affect our lives, and together we can say, come, Lord Jesus.